All right, so finally, this is Tuesday's Corncast. So it's like hopping in mid-conversation here because something, there was a computer glitch because none of our engineers are here in our studio.
It's just bare bones.
Literally. And so it's going to hop in mid-conversation. So if you're like, wait a minute, this sounds weird. It's hopping in and then it's the rest of the podcast. But for some reason, the first 5 minutes are gone.
Didn't do anything huge, right?
No, I was in a bad mood yesterday. So.
Oh, I think that's what it was. I was like, why are you in a bad mood?
So that's exactly what happened at the beginning of the podcast yesterday. But here is Tuesday's podcast where I start off by talking about my CrossFit workout partner, Tammy, who is 58 but is a beast at the gym.
Yeah. She's a beast. Like, whoops. Butts and workouts.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's so crazy. Like, Tammy, like, I remember before all the stuff was happening with COVID-19, we were still in the gym. And one day, as we were talking about her birthday and we were doing some warm up, and she was like looking at her skin and she was like, oh, look at just, I'm getting older. And I'm like, girl, I hope and pray that when I'm 58, I'm still slanging my ass in a damn CrossFit gym.
Right.
I'm like, you. She can run faster than me. She can lift almost heavier than me. She can do handstands. I mean, bitch can get it. And she's like, look at my skin. I'm like, girl, I dare you to drag just 5 58-year-old people from the street into this gym and see if they can do anything you can do.
They would die.
Exactly. So,
and I say that with full confidence, knowing
absolutely.
That if I was 58, I would die.
And I probably will. So she texted me yesterday and she was like, hey, so I just want to make sure that, you know, when we come back from all this stuff, we're not starting from, you know, where we were after the holidays. So just, you know, once a week, if you just want to film yourself doing one of the workouts and send it to me, I just want to keep you accountable, buddy. And I was like,
I love it.
I see you.
Whoa.
I see you. So then we just, as we were about to start the podcast, got an email from the owner of CrossFit St. Pete to Scott and I, because Scott works out there as well. He said, hey, friends, if you, Miguel and Scott, aren't busy tomorrow, me, Sully, that's one of our coaches, and Kyle, will be live online at 3:30 to do the WOD, the workout of the day. Would love to have everyone from, and he calls it Chantel Oprah.
Chantel?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
He's a country boy, so he can't, he doesn't know,
he don't know
about Chateau.
No.
He says, Chantel Oprah, join us. And Scott's like, heck yes! Why do they want me to get my ass on this damn Zoom camera and do this?
I think it's going to be great for us. I mean.
For you, yes.
I think for you, too. I mean, I love the fact that Tammy even reached out. She's like, hey, I want to keep you accountable, because that's. You know, it's a tough position to hold someone accountable, and you need someone there for it, because I'm not that person for you, like, because you just say no. Like,
yeah.
I've said it, like, I'm like, oh, you're going to work out? No, I'm like, I'm not pushing. I'm not going to poke the bear, because once the bear snaps, you don't want the bear to snap. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
You have too many other relationships with Miguel than just workout buddy.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to do it. But if other people reach out, I'm like, heck yeah, that's great. Like, I'm there. Let's do it.
Well, I mean, Miguel, is this not what you wanted? Is this not what you wanted from your CrossFit family? And now that they're actually doing their job, you're pissed?
No. In a normal world where we're not all shut in and, like, everyone's going crazy, absolutely, yes.
More of a reason to do it when you have nothing really to do.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes, boom, bust it out. And it's like, again, we talked about it on the show a little bit. It's like, if you're stuck inside, we don't know how long this goes. This could be 2 months stuck inside. And then next thing you know, you blink, it's over. You're like, oh, my God. I didn't do anything, and I sat inside this whole time. Bleh. Your body feels like, bleh. So you don't want
that. Will your mind feel right?
Exercise. We have to relate exercise to being good for the mind. Even like,
is that for everybody? You're not talking about it. You don't know.
No, I do know, but you have to you have to adjust your workout to your body. So I'm not saying you do exactly what I do, because then your mind's gonna hate you. But once you find that one thing that's like, ooh, my mind really likes it. If it's a brisk walk, it's a brisk walk.
Right.
But you're gonna come back from that feeling like, oh, I feel so much better. Getting to that point is hard because you're like, I don't want to work out. Once you do it, you're like, thank God I did. You just have to get past that little tiny hill.
That's how I feel about showering.
See?
Yeah. And I do that for you on the daily, right. people.
And you know, I don't thank you enough, Holly, for showering.
I feel like I should get more thanks, honestly.
You know what? I will. I will literally go out of my way to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But no, I don't mind it. It's just, I have my days, which, you know, surprise, surprise, I can be a moody person.
Oh.
Surprise. And today's just one of those days where I woke up and I knew I was, like, not going to be in a good mood. And it's not because I'm mad. It's just because I'm just emotionally tired because right now, which has been really cool, is we have a lot of eyes on us in our company. And I love working under pressure. But in any world right now, whether it's radio, if it's working at the bank, if you work at a restaurant, and, you know, all of our roles and whatever we are doing right now is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't care if you are a person who, like, looks at change and go, yes, come on. Things are just different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to find ways to connect with you outside of the normal 4 hours we're on the radio,
mm-hmm.
And just find new opportunities to be a companion to you and to be with you. And so it's a lot of out-of-the-box thinking that traditionally radio doesn't do. Radio is very much, you know, we're going to play the same songs. We're gonna have the straight white guy as the host of the morning show. We're going to have the Gigglebox female and the young crazy guy telling crazy sexual jokes on the side. And, you know, we sort of blow up all of those normal, quote-unquote, stereotypes for a show. And so in trying to always think of, you know, every day when I go home, I'm like, all right, so we had the mayor on. That was fantastic. What's tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow? And so I'm a little tired right now because we've been going at it hard and there's no end in sight. And so when you have extra eyes on you, it's sort of like, girl, I'm tired.
The pressure.
And like some days I'm like, yes, bring it on, bitch. I was born for pressure. Fuck you.
Oh,
okay.
And then there are days like today where I'm like, I just want a cupcake in my bed, girl. I'm tired.
I knew when I got in this morning, that Miguel was in a mood because I can feel it. Like, there's a different feeling coming from that general direction this way.
I give out my steam heat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I feel it. Yeah. I see it. It's more of like a dark vibe.
Yes.
It's certain facial expressions. It's the way that you say things. And I was like, something's going on with Miguel today.
See, I felt like that this morning when I saw you in the kitchen. I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Even then?
Yes, because I don't know what it is. I always point the finger at myself. I'm like, ooh, like, I noticed, like, you didn't say exactly, hey. You're like, gave like a little like grin. We kind of just, because usually we say like, you know, either good morning or just a hey. And then I know, like, that's pretty much it for the morning. But even this morning, there was, like, nothing more. And I was like, ooh. I was like, what did I do? Did I forget something? Am I in trouble? I'm just going to leave. So
no.
Well, that's what you have to go through with Miguel.
Right.
You first have to go, and especially if we're very, like, you know, pick up on other people's energy. And
yeah.
I also happen to be, you know, codependent. I'm like, oh, God, what did I do? I did something. He hates me. He hates what I'm doing on the show. He wishes my name wasn't on the show so he could kick me off and put in some other white girl. Shit. But then after I go through all that, I'm like, maybe something's wrong with him.
There we go.
Maybe it's not just me.
So it's taken me a long time to get to that part.
Yeah.
But then now more often I start with, something's going on with him.
You know what I admire so much about my boyfriend is Holly and I, like, or Sky, you're in this boat too. Our first thought is, what did I do?
Mm.
His first thought is always, what's wrong with him? What happened? And there'll be times, and I've learned to speak up now when I'm mad, but in the beginning of our relationship, when I'd be like, well, it was something he did.
Yeah.
And so I'd get quiet. And then he will not ask because he'll be like, well, bitch, you're going to figure it out yourself. So if you need to talk, I'm over here. And so now I'm like, all right, now something is bothering me. But he never is like, what did I do?
Yeah.
What did I do?
I wish I could do that.
I know, right? I'm always like, oh, what did I mess up? I said something wrong.
That's always just how it is. That's like the way your brain has been trained.
And it's right now with this times where people are in the house all together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you have to sort of talk these things through because you don't have that time away from each other. And, like, thankfully, right now in this moment, we're still able to leave the house, come straight here to work, and then we go home. But, like, we still have that time away for a little bit where a lot of people, one of my friends, one day we'll have to get him on the phone because I'm so curious the dynamic of the household of my friend Greg, his partner Alex, and their roommate Carlos. They're all working from home.
Oh, Lord.
And they're all living together.
It's like college up in there.
Absolutely. And so something was happening with their faucet or a toilet or something. And so Abe, my boyfriend, went over there to go check on it. And Abe was like, they were all talking to me at one time because they have not seen anybody else. And so they were like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, I should have been there for literally 3 minutes to be like, oh, okay, do this, do that. I was there for 20 because they were all just talking over each other right now.
Yep. That's how it is when I come home. That's how it has always been when I come home and my mom is there and she just hasn't seen anybody. So I come in, she's like, hey, I hear her door open and I'm like,
oh no.
But I get it. I'm like, okay, let's do this. Come what do you want to talk about? What you got? But that's how it is. And it's weird. I was telling Scott this the other day. It's like, I guess for me, it's not as bad as some people because I almost feel like I've been in self-isolation for like a year now. And the way that it goes with my mom and the way that it goes with Maya, it's like, this isn't new territory.
Right.
It's different because of what's happening.
Right.
That's scary. But it's not altogether new for me. I almost am just like, welcome. Let me try and give you some tips to get through this because it's been my life.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that I have found not frustrating, but just interesting, and this is the first week that roommate Dylan has been working from home, is when I get home, usually I like to either I would normally like get some takeout lunch from like Jersey Mike's or something, go home, sit down on the couch and like watch one of the few shows that I watch by myself without my boyfriend. And well, now Dylan is in the living room and I'm like, so what do I do now?
Yep.
Do I just, so like yesterday he was working and so I made myself a little sandwich. And then I sat down on the dining room table and I was like, well, I guess I'll pull up Netflix on my phone. And I just started watching Netflix on my phone with my AirPods. And then after that, I was like, so I can't sit on the couch and watch TV. So then I just went up to the room and then I passed out for like 20 minutes. So it's just this new normal is just very fascinating because like, I don't want to go to my room all the time. It makes me feel like when we used to live together, Holly.
Yeah.
And I used to, and especially when we moved here to Tampa in 2011 the first time, mm-hmm. and your ex-husband, because we moved from Panama City to here and he didn't have a job yet.
Yep.
Because we'd like taken him out of his longtime job.
Yeah.
And he was just at home. And I'd be like, well, I don't want to just like, you know, be here. So I would like, I ate so many meals in my room.
I know. And I would always be like, where's my gal?
I know. And like now it's so weird to me to think that I would like, I would get, and especially then, because when we first moved here in 2011, I was still going through some stuff. I was trying to figure out who I was, what I wanted to do. And
yeah.
So I would like go to Checkers and Arby's and get like the greasiest sandwich with the most French fries, slap it on the plate with some ranch and ketchup. And then I'd walk into my room, sit on the bed and just eat it all.
And then we wouldn't see you for like hours.
No. And then I'd come out for dinner and be like, what do you want to cook for dinner?
And I'd be like, where have you been at?
I'm like, what did I do in my room?
I don't know. I always wondered what you were doing in there. I mean, it was nice sometimes,
right?
Because at the time, you know, we were a married couple, but you could have been out way more than you were. I think the best thing that happened actually was the fact that we lost our jobs, because by then Chris had gotten like a part-time something or other and he had softball all the time anyway. So you and me would just sit on the couch and watch like Downton Abbey and Game of Thrones and stuff. And that was good times right then.
And that's what we're having to do now, but just with different schedules.
Yeah.
And then in my household, like, nobody likes to watch the same type of thing. Like, Abe will normally watch what I like to watch, like the violent, crazy, someone's being murdered type of TV shows. But Dylan doesn't like that. He doesn't like it to be that violent.
No.
And so then he's like, well, I'm going to go upstairs and watch TV. And so it's just, we're living in a new normal. I'm tired.
It just takes some adjusting. It does. It takes some adjusting. As someone who doesn't have alone time often, it's exhausting. Why do you think I've been tired for the last 3 years?
Oh, God.
Freaking tired.
I mean, you've been tired the past 6 years since you had a baby girl.
Correct.
So, I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, my God. Just really quick. So, you know how they have the Facebook memories?
Yeah.
There was a Facebook memory from 9 years ago, and it was like, to do today, because this is what the shit that you put on Facebook at the time, like just your to-do list of the day, or like, I feel like Taco Bell for lunch, like, who cares? Anyway, so my to-do list for that day, it was yesterday, 9 years ago, was finish reading New Moon, which is that
Twilight
series.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Finish reading New Moon, take a nap, play Angry Birds on Miguel's iPad and go watch Chris play softball. That was my list of things to do in a day, and I looked at it, and I was like, bleep me. Like, screw me and my stupid Angry Bird playing, TV watching, book reading ass. Like,
don't you wish you can go back to those days just every now and then?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now, Scott, your girlfriend Mary, you just brought her into town on Sunday.
Yes.
So right now it's Tuesday.
Yes.
So y'all have had, was it 48 hours?
Yeah.
Together.
Well, yeah.
How's it been so far?
I mean, it's been good. It's funny because, like, I thought about this earlier this morning. I was like, I feel like we're that couple where it's like we're so comfortable with each other and we like to, like, joke around with each other that we're so naggy. And, like, she will whine and then I'll whine. And I forgot when I brought her into the house, all these roommates don't know that relationship. And so, like, walking in the living room, I hear myself, like, her and I going back and forth, like, kind of fighting, not really fighting.
It's like, play fighting.
Play fighting. But then I'm like, oh, my God, if, like, either, like, your boyfriend Abe doesn't know the relationship, like, Dylan doesn't know the relationship, I'm wondering, like, are they thinking we're actually fighting or we hate each other? Because I'm like, this is just how we roll. But beside that, it's been great. I mean, she's really busy with school, and we have to learn, because we were in a great routine, because she was with me when I started
radio. Routine?
A routine.
What a great routine.
Wow. But no.
Miguel's lost it today. We can't.
No, but she was with me when podcast. I started the job here. And so she kind of got to, like, we got to adjust together. So we used to spend, like, all of our time together. My schedule would change. I used to get up at, like, I still do, at 3. And we had to learn, like, okay, when I was leaving for work, I would just, like, kind of get ready in the dark, do all those things. And when I came back, take a nap, leave me alone, do all those things. It seems like we kind of forgot how those roles work.
Yep. Mm.
And so even, like, let's say, like, last night, it's like 9:30. My new goal for 2020 was, like, 9 o'clock, get you in bed and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, you want to watch a show? I'm like,
oh.
No. She's like, oh, you want to do it? I'm like, I know you just finished studying, but, like, I need to sleep or else tomorrow will be crap. Like, it will just throw off my whole day.
Yeah.
And then even yesterday when I got home, she's like, oh, like, either, you know, nothing against her, but, like, what am I going to eat? Like, hey, cook me something. I'm like, can I just take a nap? Like, just real quick. Just, like, 20 minutes. Just let me sleep. And I wake up, and I just see her, like, staring at me. I'm like,
she's like, I'm hungry. Feed me.
That's
kind
of like having
me.
A kid.
I'm like, exactly. I'm like, okay, we've gotten out of our routine of how my job and your life works. It's interesting to watch those things, like, how fast they, like, fall apart. And now we're having to put it back together for this small period of time. So we don't kill each other by the end of it.
Well, it makes sense because, I mean, she doesn't have a car right now, so she's...
Everything's on me.
Yeah, like, you have to make sure that, you know, you're getting your girlfriend food.
And I forgot about that stuff because obviously, we used to do stuff for each other all the time. And so now I'm like, oh, yeah, even leaving the studio yesterday, I was like, hey, could you pick me up a coffee on the way home? I'm like, yeah, I could do that. Oh, what's for dinner? All right, we'll figure something out. So I'm like, okay, I have to remember that I'm, like, supplying for someone else, which I don't mind. I like it. I just... forgot what it's like.
Yeah.
By the way, it's sandwich night at Chateau Oprah.
But I thought it's like we're taking out. We got to.
I'm taking out for lunch. We can do. We can save sandwiches for tomorrow.
Yeah, I was kind of excited to buy food.
I was going to get food. I'm too. Like, I haven't gotten food very much. I got pizza over the weekend.
Oh, from where?
Hungry Howie's.
Mmm.
It was real good, too.
You got to do next time, Paul's Chicago Pizza, the flatbread.
Okay.
F it up.
The flatbread?
Oh, yes. But it's not like flatbread at, like, a nice, like, restaurant where you're like, ooh, that was a nice appetizer. Like, this is like a hearty flatbread.
I bet it's super cheesy, isn't it?
Girl, oh, it is so good. We had it Saturday night. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Another local restaurant that I can, maybe they're local. I guess they are. Oak and Stone. I will F that pizza up.
I've never had that before.
And they have beer cheese soup.
Ooh.
Holy jeez. It's basically just like eating queso with like a crusty piece of bread.
Mm.
It's phenomenal.
I was thinking of getting maybe Mexican for takeout for lunch today.
Get Tijuana Flats.
Tijuana Flats. I want to do like a local, like a Gran Hacienda.
Is Gran Hacienda local? Because they just have multiple locations.
Yeah, they have a location. I think their original location is on St. Pete Beach, and then I think this is their second one on 4th Street.
Here's the little secret about Gran Hacienda Margaritas. It's fun. So ready for this? So usually I get like the on the rocks margarita because that's the most alcohol content. Because most places, when you do a frozen margarita, they pour like their normal margarita and then they throw a bunch of ice in and they blend it together. And so then you're getting like a little margarita and a lot of ice.
True.
Not Gran Hacienda. Yeah. Gran Hacienda actually freezes the margarita mix, and then that turns into the frozen margarita. So there's no extra water / ice in it. You're just getting the actual concentrate.
Holly said, I want the most alcohol possible.
If I'm drinking tequila, I want all the tequila. So I would recommend their frozen. I don't like frozen margaritas normally, but I would recommend theirs.
That sounds so good.
Just FYI.
Yes, the Great American Takeout is happening today. So if you happen to listen to this on Tuesday, March 24th, do it. And hashtag Great American Takeout and then tag at Hot 101.5. And then throughout the day, we'll be posting the pictures of you getting some good takeout.
Yeah.
I wanted to go over a couple of reviews that we got on the iTunes for people that listen on there. You said what?
I want a hater review.
People don't. Actually, thankfully.
I'm not telling someone to, but if like there is somebody out, I want to read it. Like I want to. I like seeing things like that in certain times. Like right now, I feel like reading the hate, as in
are you ready to
me.
Like be
yeah.
aggressive? Be yeah. aggressive?
Yeah.
Do you want to fight someone?
Not fight.
You can
but
fight the lady that said, oh, baby, your hair, I'm so sorry. And I was like, girl, this is what my hair look like. That was a comment on Instagram. So you just want to fight somebody.
Yeah, sometimes I get in that mood where it's like I just want to pop off on someone like in comments. And, but then I take a second to stay back. I caught myself like that the other day. I was like about to Twitter war with someone. I was like, nah, I'm good.
There's like one guy that like hates everything that we do. Everything that we do.
Is he the guy that was tweeting people?
Yes, yes, yes. He left a comment on something last week.
And, still around?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Bitch, and go away.
I know. I just happened to. And it made me laugh. And this is why, like, there's a difference between. Because we've had some times where you and the Miguel and Holly fam will call up and you'll be upset over something we say because you, like, misheard what we said or you felt
or
like we were attacking
for you.
Yeah, and we're always like, listen, if we're talking about something sensitive, like if you're going to be offended, you got to be offended about everything that we say, not just when it hits close to home, because we always try to be fair about everything. But there's just one guy who just, I wish I could remember what he said on this post. I believe it was last week or when the coronavirus stuff first started popping off. And on one of the posts where we're like, hey, tell us what movies you're watching right now. I don't know if that was a post specifically, but it was something like that. And we had just mentioned it on the radio. And so I think like 20 minutes later, I went to go look at the post. And we had probably had like 6 or 7 comments, which usually people are driving in the morning. I'm not trying to justify it. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. We threw it out there. If you comment, you comment. If you don't, you don't. Well, then this guy was like, only been 2 comments. Looks like a crazy conversation yet again from Miguel and Holly. They live such interesting, quote unquote, boring lives. All they do is yell to make it sound funny and interesting. And like he just kept going on. And I read this and I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad. The fact that whatever it is in your life, you took the time out to get out your phone, pull up the Facebook app, go to Miguel and Holly, find the post, then type all that out.
Yeah, and count the comments.
Right. Bruh, like, I did my job. Like, you were listening still.
Yes.
So I'm not mad.
You are not only listening, but you're also engaging socially. You are what we call a P1.
Absolutely. So
thank
you. Exactly. Because you know what happened when corporate looks at, oh, how much engagement is Miguel, Holly, and Scott having on social media? They just count it as engagement, bitch. So thank you. You helped us.
Yeah. Whatever he's going through in his life is actually a win for us. So.
Absolutely. So if you want to go find that post guy, you can pop off that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just like, I like seeing people that either say something about a post and I like to, as if they don't think we're going to see it. And then I like to just comment like, what do you mean?
Right.
Explain. Like somebody will come, like, I don't know, something either I do or something is like, what is this? I'm like, excuse me, old white man. Please do explain. And then they never comment. So it's like, you know, it's just funny catching people and they're trying to be all big and tough and then you call them out on it. They don't have anything to say after that. I just saw that the other day and it kind of made me think of it.
What were they commenting on?
I don't remember. I wish I could think of the post, but I remember looking and I was like, do I comment? And I was like, no, not today. Not today.
Close that door.
Yeah, let me just close it. But I do, because nobody's ever responded back when I've been like, what do you mean? Or they're like, oh, I was just joking.
Of course.
I'm like, of course you are. Because now I see you, B.
Oh. Well, that's why I like normally, if it's a tweet, I will at tweet them and just be like, love ya.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
you good?
Like, I'm like, girl, what do you want me to say? You know what? If you think my life is boring, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go, I don't know.
Well, you know what? Somehow you got this job.
Still here, 5 years. I don't know what else to tell you, bro. My life is as good as it gets. This was all I can do is talk about what I'm doing.
I don't know.
But people like that, I'm just like, what? Next time he says something, I just want to be like, sir, do you want to host the podcast? Do you just want to come on and just do an hour and just show me how I should be doing my job, please?
Please.
Scott, you found it?
I remember what it was. And I think it was on Twitter, so I'm not going to be able to find the exact tweet. But the other day, my song, the Bi Virus song, when Jen Epstein did a thing on it on Fox 13, I think she put it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I could probably look through it now. And I saw a guy like, can we not, like, it was pretty much like, and next time, can we not say anything about this or like talk about this? Like, pretty much like, the story's irrelevant.
Yes.
Mm. I just wanted to be like, excuse you. Like, what do you mean? Please proceed with your thought. Like, why is it not something you want to see? But then I decided not to because it wasn't on my Twitter.
Right.
It was on hers.
And that's, and those like, news people, the commenters, they're worse sometimes than the radio ones. The people comment on, like, you know, newscasters, or you'll find them in the comment section when Fox 13 posts a video and they're over here fighting amongst themselves, the lower common denominators. I'm sorry, but like, if you're arguing some BS in the comment section of a news post, you're that person.
Now, that's a little awkward because I had to call one of my friend Derek out because he does that.
He's got to know, though.
Oh, he does. I told him. I was like, and
at
I think
least
I,
own it. Like, right. If you're going to be the lowest common denominator and spar back and forth with someone that you don't know, or if you go even farther and then click on their profile and be like, well, your picture's just a Bichon Frise dog. Like, you're that person. No one likes you online.
Well, my friend Derek, I told him, I was like, why the fuck was one day I was scrolling through Facebook and Entertainment Weekly had a story about something, and it was like, your friend Derek, his last name, has commented on this. And I was like, oh, maybe he just said, oh, I'm really excited for the movie of Downton Abbey. No, that bitch was like 13 comments in, going back and forth debating something about Star Wars. And I was like, Derek, you realize everybody on your timeline can see this. And he was like, I feel very passionately about Star Wars. And if someone comes for it, and I was like, you know what? He owns it. So get it, girl.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you decide that you're, and I wouldn't recommend doing this more than once a month, but nope. If you want to make a stand about something and go all in, you might as well go all in.
And he absolutely does.
Yeah.
I want to get to reviews, and then I have one last thing to say before we end the podcast. It's going to be a little short today because I'm ready to
We
go
all
home.
Know.
It's time.
It's time.
This was a really cool, excuse me, this is from March 15th from Steph Hamilton, and this is on iTunes on the podcast app. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored and just make sure to rate and please subscribe. Every Friday, I look forward to driving the hour home after work just to be able to listen to you guys. I literally will not get out of my car until it's over. I've laughed until I peed and cried until I couldn't see straight. You speak real, and folks can relate 100%, and I love how you make each and every one of us feel like a real part of the Miguel and Holly fam. I recently added you, Miguel, to Snapchat. Thank you for accepting my request. I only have, like, 3 friends on my Snap. Okay, I'm lying. My adult kids are my friends on Snap, and now you. I often find myself hiding behind a display or sneaking off into the back room at work to look at your Snaps. Love when you post Evander. Every time you say, oh, hi, Evander. He blushes, never fails. Anyways, thank you all for your advice, stories, suggestions, thoughts, and open-mindedness. But most of all, thank you for turning my bad days around and for making my good days even better. Love you all and look forward to hearing you every day in the mornings and every Friday night on my long drive home. Stay safe and healthy. Bye, virus.
Yeah!
P.S. Tell Will to make Scotty full-time.
Yeah!
He's brought so much extra to Hot 101.5, and I know he has so much more to give. Besides, one day, I want to hear all about Mary's graduation from dental school and Scott finally marrying his partner in crime.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That got me a little emotional. Wow.
Forever fan, Stephanie.
Wow, Stephanie, coming in.
Love you.
She went all the way in. And then real quick from Ash Franks. I love the new podcast intro. It's hilarious and shows each of your personalities. It's great. I listened to your morning show and had fallen behind in the podcast, but I'm catching up now and just love you guys. Keep up the good work and being such positive bright spots in such a gray, clouded world.
Mm,
Oh, that's so nice. Wow.
Some really great reviews. So please leave us reviews.
I like those more than
reviews.
The negative ones.
Yeah. You didn't need a negative one.
No, no, I like no, those
not
ones,
at
actually.
All. Yeah. Okay. And then real quick before we go, I don't know. This isn't really a topic or anything. It's just an observation. Yesterday, I worked out outside. We got some equipment from the CrossFit gym, and I was on the rower, and I was like rowing my little heart out. And then right in front of me in my driveway was Scotty, the body, shirtless. Yeah. With a little headband. And what was around your chest underneath your boobs?
I got, like, this new piece of equipment that, like, tracks, like, my percentage of output pretty much of energy.
Well, you can it doesn't do that thing where it's, like, green and then your heartbeat goes into the yellow and the red.
Exactly that. And
it's
so I was
cool.
Like, might as well use it. I got it for free. So I'm like, okay, let me use this and track everything. So that's what I was wearing.
So.
Oh, dear.
I was, like, rowing. And then I was, like, I usually am just, like, looking at the little display in front of me, like, making sure that, like, I'm on pace and I'm keeping up my pace, so my heart rate's going up. And then I looked up, and every time I'd look up, Scott was doing like something with his biceps, and his like muscles were like popping with sweat popping down. And I was like, how long do you think it's gonna take for me to get an email or a message or something from our HOA saying there is a male pornographic gay porn happening in your driveway right now?
Oh my goodness.
I was like, if I didn't know you, Scott, and I lived in one of these other buildings in our townhouse community, I would have like my eyes glued to the blinds and be like,
you have like the binoculars popping out.
Girl, I would have broke my blinds looking out there. How does it feel to be that, Scott?
It doesn't feel like that for me though. Like, and I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I took my shirt off mainly because I wanted to get sun. That's why I did it. Or else I would have just put it, like, kept it on because I was, in my mind, and this is what was happening yesterday, I did not feel comfortable in my skin. Like, that, like, full transparent. And so I was like, I felt just a little bleh. I felt like I ate, like, crap that weekend. So it was showing. All of those things are going through my head. And so that's what's funny about that thought, because to me, I was like, ugh. Like, if I could, like, I obviously could have, but I would put back on my shirt. But I was doing it because I want to get a little bit of color. But it's just funny how the reverse is there. Because even afterwards, I went to take a picture. And I have a picture up on my Instagram now. But, like, I was like, all right, Mary, like, get a picture of me or something. Just so I want to keep my Instagram active during these couple weeks. And, like, it took, like, 30 minutes for me to find a picture. Because I was just like, ugh. Like, I just look like garbage in my eyes. What I don't, outside perception, it's not. For me, it's all internal. And this is what's driven me to work out for so long. Because I look at myself, I'm like, ah. Come on.
Oh, man.
I feel, and that just, it just drives me nuts. And I'm not mad about it. I don't mind it because it pushes me harder. But that's what was going on in my head when you're like, oh, people will be looking out the window. And me, I'm like, ugh. I just feel like, bleh. So, yeah.
That's so fascinating because it did not look like that from where I was looking. I was like.
It looked like he was working out in slow motion.
I was like. It was kind of like, I wish I didn't know you the way that I know you because I feel like you're my little brother. And so I don't want to look at you like that. But then I'm like, maybe if I like squint an eye and I don't look at his face and it's just like from down below. So it's not Scott Tavlin, but it's like muscly white boy working out.
But then you're like, hey, oh, it's Scott.
Yeah.
I can't think that.
Well, that's what I was about to ask before I took my shirt. I was like, is it cool if I do this? Is it weird? Like,
no,
you know,
girl.
I don't give a damn.
Get
like,
it, girl.
She's not going to tell you no.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going
to
get one.
No.
Meanwhile, the only thing I got to look at in my neighborhood is, like, I'm pretty sure there's a drug house down the street. Like, y'all, they have a new damn fancy car every time I drive past this house. And it is a shit-looking house, too. It is just, it looks like a pile of bricks.
Wow.
And it's, there's, like, I believe there's, like, 7 nice cars outside of this house now.
Now, with everything happening with, like, self-isolation and COVID-19.
I'm about to call the police and be like, there's more than 10 people in this bitch. And drugs.
I mean, do you see a lot of, like, different people coming in and out right now?
Yeah. And my mom, actually, I had a conversation with her about this because I don't hear that house ever. She is on the second floor, though, and her bathroom window, which she keeps open for a breeze, a cross breeze, is, like, facing that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, she says that she hears loud party music. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
And she's like, one time they had fireworks in the backyard. I was like, what? It's crazy. They, like, you don't even understand. Like, they had a Maserati. They have, what's that weird car where it's, like, 2 wheels in the front, 1 wheel in the back. It looks like it's made out of Legos, but it's, like, super expensive. There's, like, bars. I'm going to take a secret picture of it today.
Holly, you're going to get shot.
Probably. And...
Oh, my God, Holly.
I drove past yesterday, and I noticed now, like, somehow it's been hiding with, like, a tree branch over it. A gigantic RV.
What?
I'm like, I
like
don't
a
even
nice
know
RV?
Yes. I don't even know how they got it in that spot.
Holly, you live next to a trap house.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not cool. Not when that meth house blows up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Hopefully it doesn't.
They cooking pies, girl.
They cooking pies with my baby. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello.
I just talked about this song like yesterday.
This is
Fetty Wap. Yeah.
Still a jam. I like it. Yeah.
Well, Holly,
that's my neighborhood.
Please be careful about taking pictures around the trap house.
I when I walk my dog over that way, I like stop her from going into their lawn area because I'm like, I'm not trying to like have her poop on their lawn.
Don't poop on drugs.
No, I don't know what's. I don't know who. I've never like I see people, but I've never seen faces.
You should bring them a pie. Like,
no,
just like you're visiting neighbors.
No,
just, okay, I'm you don't. Neighbors. Actually, you don't.
I'm not doing that.
Maybe
no. Let's not.
But it's just like you're visiting. Like, what do neighbors do? Bring each other pies. You just happen to
not in COVID-19 times.
No, well, no, we're not taking any pies. Maybe after all this is over with, we'll send Scott over there for now. I'm just curious.
I mean, for real.
Or like a hidden mic.
Yeah, you can be like, oh, I want to buy some pies here.
They'll be like, oh.
I heard y'all sell pies. Y'all got good cherry pie?
You got a bunch of Sudafed in the back? What are you doing?
Y'all got that white pie?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Never see me again.
We're done.
So that's what I'm looking at. this is good times.
All right, I think I've hit everything I wanted to hit. All right, Platypus.
Platypus.
Platypus. Don't forget, if you're a Miguel and Holly uncensored listener, every time you see us online and once all this is over with in person, make sure to say Platypus. Then we know that you listen to the Uncensored podcast. Holly, what's all your social media?
I am Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat. But I mean, honestly, I don't do much on Snapchat. I'm sorry. I am on Facebook at Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott, you sending D shots on Snapchat?
Absolutely not. No, somebody asked me the other day for my Snapchat. I was like, I don't use it. So I just don't even bother adding me because I'm not going to add you. Snapchat's just there for like one group of friends and like one other buddy that Snapchats me randomly.
Oh, that sends D shots?
No D shots. That was back in the day. Yeah. But at Scott Tavlin on everything else. Besides right. Snapchat.
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can find me on Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. All right, you can find us everywhere. Make sure to listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app. And if you are listening on the iTunes podcast app, please subscribe, leave us a review and a rating. And until tomorrow, come on, Trap Queen. Everybody hate you. Uh-oh.
That's what he's gonna do.
That's what's going on.
Hey. You hear my
boy? Oh. Sounding like a zillion bucks on a track. Zillion, not even a billion.
Oh. Whatever, my boy. Oh. Whatever. Put your money
where your mouth is. Holly's theme song, y'all.
You know. In a kitchen. Cooking pies, okay? Knit the grit. RGF Productions.
Don't do drugs.